We're almost home, sweetie. I'm sorry for sticking you in one of those cramped little cages. But I have to say, you do look rather comfortable in there. I'm sure I would be. I've always liked having my own little corner I can go to feel safe. A place where nothing can hurt me. It's part of why I'm so eager to bring you home. It's been a rough time, you see. It just feels like I can't trust people. They leave and they say things they don't mean, but at least you won't leave me. Right, kitten? You're going to be my friend. I'll be a good owner to you. Just you wait and see, kitten. I promise. Besides, I'm happy to get you out of that shelter, too. I hope they were treating you right in there. Ugh, is this what my life has come to? Venting to a cat that doesn't understand anything I'm saying. Well, at least you won't judge me. Anyway, we're home. We're home, kitten. I think you're gonna like it here. Come on, I'll bring you inside. There you go. You can come out now, if you want to. You're safe here, and I will make sure you are happy. Ah, there you go. You know, you're a lot less shy about this than I expected. What do you think, kitty? Not a bad place, right? I worked hard to turn this house into a home. I don't really have anyone in my life, but I've got you now. Animals really are better than people. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, that reminds me. I haven't even told you your name yet, have I? Well, kitten, your name is Winter. Huh. Funny. You almost look at me like you understand. Ugh, what am I saying? I really am losing my mind. What am I, Dr. Doolittle? Of course you don't understand me. Anyway, I named you after the season of winter because it was always my favorite. I see no better name for you. And just to make it official, ta-da! A collar. Just for you, my little furball. I got you a really soft one, too. And it matches that unique, beautiful color of your fur. What are you thinking? You still look like you... No, of course not. That'd be crazy. Anyway, come here, kitten. Let me put this on you. Hold still. That's it. Let me just... There we go. Aww. It really suits you, kitten. You look positively adorable. It's nice not to have my jokes judged for once. A breath of fresh air. Well, kitten, as much as I would love to give you the lay of the land, I'm rather exhausted. I think it would be best if we got some shut-eye. Come here, kitty. You can share a bed with me tonight. Don't worry, I don't snore. Come on, kitten. Let's get some rest.
Kitten? Where are you? Kitten?
Are you in the kitchen? What are you doing in there? Kitten. Huh. Cans of tuna. Hey. What's with this cabinet? Who the hell are you? What are you doing in my house? What have you done with my winter? Stay back. I mean it, I'll... Huh? Oh, sure, yeah, your winter. And I'm Santa Claus. Shut up. That's nonsense. It... And how exactly are you gonna prove that? Do you think I'm stupid? Well... Yeah, I do go to cozy spaces to feel safe. Yes, I did adopt Winter from that shelter. And yes, it is my favorite season. How the hell do you know all of this? No. Oh my gosh. How? How the hell are you, my precious Winter? You're supposed to be a cat, not a Neko. I see. How? Why? But why did you transform into a cat? What, you can live rent-free and leech off some dumb human owner? Is that it? Oh. Oh. So it wasn't your first choice. Ah, oh, that sounds kind of rough. I wouldn't really want to be on the run like that either. Makes sense disguising as a normal house cat. But why did you end up in a shelter? Ah, I guess that makes sense. Just thought you were a little stray, huh? I'm sure they thought they were doing the right thing. Oh, I feel such a fool. My precious Winter. And just when I thought I'd finally found the one that wouldn't leave me. What's with that look you're giving me? Come on, get out of here. Huh? Oh, no, you are not staying with me. I already told you, I'm sick of people. I don't trust them. Oh, don't make me promises. You mean it? You really mean it? Well, I guess you can stay. But listen to me. If you're just like all of the others, I... Oh. That's nice. I haven't had a hug in a long time. Oh, you're really warm and cozy. Okay. Yeah, I think this can work. I think this can work. But you promise you won't abandon me? Yeah, okay. I can make that deal. I promise I won't abandon you in turn. If you stick with me, I'll stick with you, Winter. Oh, excuse me. What is your real name anyway? Oh, I like that. It suits you. Is that so? Well, if you really like Winter that much, I'm happy to keep calling you that as well. It's a cool little nickname. Hey, Winter, Where's your collar gone anyway? Ah, doesn't fit round your neck, huh? Makes sense. Actually, pass it here. I can probably adjust it a minute. Hold still, I can... There you go, kitty. Aw, you're just as cute as an echo as you are as a kitty cat. You know that, right? Oh, you're adorable. By the way, are you hungry? You seem to have really helped yourself down here. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Mi casa es tu casa. My house is your house. Please, help yourself. Just don't get lazy and leave things around, okay? I could do with a second pair of paws around here. Got it? Oh, no, no. I'm afraid that part of this deal includes you having to deal with my cheesy jokes. Well, I have altered the deal. Pray I do not alter it any further. Kitty, I think we really can make this work. I just want one more thing. Well, I'm still really tired. Do you think maybe we can cuddle in bed and I play with your little ears? I'm good at giving head pats and scritchies, I swear it. Oh, hell yeah. Man, this is gonna be so worth it. Come on, kitty. There you go. My precious winter. You know, I can't say that I expected any of this today. And yet, I wouldn't change it. Thank you for bringing some light into my life, kitty. This means more to me than you know. Your eyes are getting heavy there, huh? That's it. That's it. Just drift off. Let yourself drift off to sleep. That's it. Rest well, kitty. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll be so happy together. I promise. Good night, kitten. Good night.